Maybe because my four grandparents all came to this country as young adults, I've always had a bias in favor of the gifts that newcomers bring to a culture. I'm stoked at the experience I've begun in this regard. Might it have relevance for you? I have 30-some students in my class on leadership at the Haas School of Business at University of California, Berkeley. I was speaking to them of the incredible privileges they've enjoyed, genetic and family and school, that brought them to this place. I acknowledge that they may have surmounted considerable obstacles as well, adding that obstacles in a strange way might be considered gifts too. Swept up wondering what obstacles they had indeed faced, I asked, "How many of you grew up in homes where your parents' native language was something other than English?" The hands went up and down too fast for an actual count, but I'd estimate 90% raised their hands. Now, Berkeley is the crown jewel in the California system. Think University of Michigan, except California has 5 times Michigan's population. Imagine the competition to get in. My first and enduring thought, what a great country we live in, that you can come from another continent speaking English as a second language, if at all, and your children can attend Berkeley. And how cool for me to be able to have such diverse roots to tap in my classroom. Here's what this experience makes me think about everyday leadership, at work and then home. I think experience, familiarity, conventionality all have their place. Age, rank, and seniority bring some genuine value. But in general, I'd rather involve people who have a fresh perspective and a hunger to participate in the culture or organization. How good are you at seeing outsiders as full of potential and possibility? Do staff members really need all that technical expertise, or is that experience also a burden? Might a returning to work mom with unique experience and something to prove, or an associate's degreed former factory, not bring some amazing intangibles? A quick family outsider story. I took Jack to a small discussion with authors Warren Farrell, The Myth of Male Power, and John Gray, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, last week. The others in attendance were all adults. I was excited to get into the car on the way home to tell Jack, "Dude, I was impressed with how you felt so comfortable with expressing your standpoint in there. You really amazed me." He said, "We think, Dad. Adults don't realize that we think." You gotta love that energy. At work as well as home, who could you bring into the mix? Who has hidden wisdom? Who feels grateful to be a part? Who might you be overlooking who has drive to belong and contribute? Tap them as you lead with your best self.